What's going on, everybody? I am Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks Inc. We connect companies and athletes. We are the number one recruiting firm for professional athletes in the whole wide world. If this is your first time with us, well, all things billion dollar mindset, all things world class athletic mindset, we're about winning, winning, winning. And welcome to the Billion Dollar Athletes Podcast. You know, today is really all about the mental, right? You know, you see how people can consistently live a life that they don't want, they don't enjoy, they don't envision for themselves, but they're doing it, right? And they keep living this life over and over and over. And unfortunately, a lot of people do this their entire lives, right? Until the end. And a lot of times they have this huge regret. I should have did this. I could have did that. And so on and so forth, right? Well, what I really want to get into is, why does that happen, right? How could that happen, right? How could you go through your whole entire life and not do what you want to do or become what you want to become or be what you want to be or feel how you want to feel in this life, right? It's a beautiful life, a beautiful experience, opportunities everywhere. You're in control of a lot of things, right? And so how could this happen, right? The only way this can happen is you refuse to upgrade your mind. You refuse to renew your mind, right? You know, there's a thing, right? Like, your mind is here to help you, protect you, give you what you want, right? Like, we're a physical people, but everything happens in your mind. Your successes, your failures, you know, how you see yourself, how you identify yourself, like, what are you committed to? All of these things happen in your mind, right? And so if you're not willing to change your mind, you're not willing to look at how you look at the world and say, hey, can I see it in a different way? Can I participate in this game in a different way? Is there something I'm missing, right? Am I doing the same things over and over and over again, right? Am I self-sabotaging my future, right? Because at the end of the day, it's your mind. Your mind is the reason you are where you are, whether it's a good place, whether it's a bad place, whether it's somewhere, or if it's somewhere in between, right? Your mind is the reason, right? How you think is the reason for your situation. How you think is the reasons for your successes. How you think is the reasons for your failures. How you think is the reason for how you look, right? How you look to the world. And so we could change that at any given moment. This is what makes you the most powerful thing in the world. You can change your mind at any given moment, right? You know, I remember when I was in high school, I felt very inferior when it came to the intellectual talents, right? You know, the ability to execute in a classroom environment and the ability to have a high level intellectual conversation, right? An intelligent conversation. I felt very inferior in that space, right? I went through college. I spent 5 years in college. I went through my entire college career, played Division I basketball and football, went to the NFL. And it wasn't until I was a grown man, I was about 26 years old, that it hit me. You're in control of all of this. You can decide, right? It's a simple thing, right? It's complex, but it's simple at the same time, because you have to accept it. You can decide to be different right now, today. That's a powerful thing. You can decide to be different. You can decide to see yourself different. You can decide to participate in the world in a different way right now, today. That's power, real power. And that's why your mind is the thing, right? Because it's how you see yourself, how you see the world, and how you decide to participate. What do you do, right? So often we worried about other people. And that becomes the real problem, right? The more you're worrying about other people, the less you're able to do what you need to do for yourself. And see, mentally is where the game is. It's a mental game. And if you're not playing the mental game at a high level, you're going to lose in the end, right? And so playing at a high level means that you have to really focus in and hone in on who you are, what you are. And then you have to question yourself. Why do you want this? What does that mean to you? Why is that special? Why did I do that? Why did I try that? Why did I think that? Why did I see that? And the more you ask yourself these questions, the more you learn about yourself. And the more you learn about yourself, the more you're going to grow. And the more you grow, the more power you have in changing your mind. Advancing your mind. This is a powerful thing. This makes you unstoppable. Right? This makes you unstoppable. And this is real power. People are afraid of that. So we point at everybody else. Because when you point at everybody else, it makes it where you don't have to point at yourself. See, because the only thing you can change, the only thing you can change is you. Your mind. You can't change another person's mind. Even if you get a person to do something you want them to do, you can't change their mind, their outlook on the world. That's something that's personal to them. That's something that they have to allow to happen. They have to allow that to happen. And so you have to allow your mind to change. And that's how you play at the highest level in this world. That's how you get to where you want to be. We always talk about, you know, things and accomplishments and achievements and accolades and money and status and all those things. And people love those things. And that's cool, right? But before all of that, if you can get your mind right, guess what? Everything gets right. When you get your mind right, your body has to get right. When you get your mind right, your money has to get right. When you get your mind right, your friendships have to get right. When you get your mind right, your capacity to understand and learning has to get right. When you get your mind right, everything around you, everything that comes from you have to get right. That's a mental game, baby. That's where you win. That's what winners do. It's mind right. If you get your mind right, everything has to get right. See, your mind and your body is in a partnership, right? It's in a partnership. But it's not a 50-50 partnership. Because your mind is ultimately responsible for protecting your body. So your body may give you signs and signals and say, hey, I want this, I want that. And your mind has to sign off on it, right? So you can't eat the junk food just because your body is craving it, right? Just because your body, you're hungry, you can feel your stomach rumbling and you want to eat it, right? Your mind has to sign off on that, right? And so your mind has ultimate veto power over your body. And so when you have a strong mind, your body can't force you into positions you don't want to be in. When you have a strong mind, nothing outside of your body can force you into positions you don't want to be in. That's why it's so important to strengthen your mind. That's why it's so important to know who you are. That's why it's so important for you to question yourself about why you do what you do. Because you have to come up with an answer. And the answer lets you know who you are. But your mind, it's the thing. It protects your body. It protects your dreams. It protects your aspirations, right? Like your mind is the one that leads you to where you want to be, where you want to go, and what you want to achieve, and what you want to do. It's your mind that's driving that machine. But if you don't have a strong mind, it's like running in the mud. You're going nowhere fast. And everything, including life, is passing you by. You can't have the business you want. Can't have the money you want. Can't have the wife or the husband you want. Can't have the lifestyle you want. Can't have the health you want. Because your mind hasn't changed. But when you change your mind, you change the game. I am Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks, Inc. You are listening to Billion Dollar Athletes Podcast. I appreciate you guys being with me today. I hope you enjoyed it. And I tell you guys this all the time because it's the realest thing to me. Losing is a choice, but winning is a lifestyle. Until next time, let's keep working.